Hi, I'm Josh Evans, and this is my show. I'm a loving husband, a proud father, a mediocre guitarist, a fish taco lover, and I love to help organizations fix their cultures. That's right. So if you've ever been a disgruntled employee or you've ever had a disgruntled staff member, I'm here to help you fix it. So I help businesses build the right culture within their organizations to keep their employees engaged and their profits high. Hi, I'm Joshua Evans, and welcome back to my show. I'm so excited to have you here. You know, we're always talking about company culture and getting employees re-engaged and really trying to fix our organizations. And what we haven't addressed in a while is anger. In fact, I don't know if I've ever addressed anger on my show. So today, we're going to talk about that. What do you do with anger in the workplace? Now, it's a fairly natural emotion. I think everybody's felt anger from one time or another, but some people are a lot better at controlling it than others. And so what I really want to post to you today is that each of us needs to address anger immediately, especially in our organizations. It's not something to let stew and to let fester. We have to address it immediately. So what do you do with the anger in your organization? What you may not realize is anger can become very toxic. A lot of times people blow it off. It's like, oh, you know, they're just blowing off steam, or, oh, you know, they're just having a bad day. But we don't really understand the effects of it on the rest of our team and on our organization's productivity. In fact, I think a lot of times we justify or rationalize how they're acting just so we can move on from it, which I can respect the fact of wanting to move on, but I think we need to address it because otherwise it's going to keep happening. I'm going to give you a fun example. Early on in my career, I was pretty young and I was working for this organization and we had what you might call a curmudgeon, okay? We're going to call her Annie. Annie was a curmudgeon. And while she seemed nice enough, right, she was cordial enough, she would get in these modes where she would just be angry, right? She would get in these tirades where nothing would be going right and anybody that got near her was at fault. And people, oh no, that's just Annie. She'll be fine tomorrow or she'll be fine later. She just needs to blow off steam. But when you just readily ignore somebody's poor behavior, what you're doing is endorsing that toxic element in your organization. So everybody else sees that. And now, not only do they think that that's an okay way for them to treat other people, they're having to handle it, right? And so now I'm less productive because I'm dealing with Annie who's upset. Or now I have to avoid Annie and I can't get done what I need done because I don't want to get her even more angry. So wherein lies the problem? The problem was is that our management was not addressing the anger immediately. They were just letting it sit there and hoping that it would calm down. Like a pot of boiling water, if you take it off the heat, oh, maybe it'll get cool. But it takes forever. And by then, things have already been impacted, right? You've already affected the team. And so I think a lot of times we don't realize that anger is usually caused by some other emotion, right? Anger is usually not just the emotion. It's caused by something else. So whether it's caused by fear of a situation or it's anger can be caused by frustration. Anger can be caused by a myriad of things, but anger itself is not the real emotion. There's usually an emotion behind it, right? That it centers upon maybe a little bit more of a selfish perspective, right? Or a self-doubt. I think that's what was really happening with Annie, because Annie would get these things and she'd get frustrated, right? And she wouldn't be able to figure something out, and then she would lash out at other people. Her anger was the form that her frustration took. And I think that happens in a lot of our businesses. That's why we have to address anger immediately. You know, I think we all get frustrated. We all deal with things that aren't necessarily the best, but it's how we handle that, right? We can't let every little emotional swing or every little thing that somebody says negatively impact us, right? In fact, Bruce Lee had a great quote. And so Bruce Lee said that you will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you. True power is sitting back and observing everything with logic. If words control you, that means that everyone can control you. Breathe and allow things to pass. If we can be steered by the words of others emotionally, that means that anybody else can have control over us. We don't want that. And Annie, obviously, in this situation, she was being controlled by outside factors and letting that affect her. And then in turn, she was taking that out on everybody else. And the management at the time refused to do anything about it because they thought it would just go away. And it would go away for a little bit, but then it would come right back again. That's not what we want for our teams. That's not what we want for ourselves. That's not what we want for our organizations. If we're going to have a great company culture, then we need to nip those things in the bud. We need to make sure that those things don't happen. So how can we do that, right? That becomes how can we get rid of the anger? How can we address the anger immediately, especially if somebody's infuriated? Because it's hard to have a logical conversation with somebody that's really, really angry, isn't it? If somebody is irrationally angry, it's impossible to have a rational conversation. So how can we do it? First, admit that there is a problem. Admit that somebody's being emotionally driven in a situation. Because when you admit it, right, don't sweep it under the rug, actually admit it, you're forced to have to confront the problem and the effects of that problem, all right? It forces us to stop rationalizing it or justifying it, okay? I'll give you an example. I was working with an organization recently, and I sat in on one of their meetings, and somebody came in and literally threw up his frustration onto the table. Not literally threw up, but figuratively threw up his frustration onto the table. He goes, I can't believe this, this, and this aren't going right, and this is behind schedule, and these guys are failing to do this, and I just wanted to leave that here, and then he walked out of the room. And I can't, if I'm in a meeting, even if it's not my company, if I'm just observing, right, to give my 2 cents to the management team, I'm going to say something, because that's not acceptable. And so I go, hey, Robert, what's going on? What was that? And he goes, oh, that's just Clay. That's just how he is. Like, he's just like that sometimes. It's like, he's just like that sometimes? He just comes in and spews toxicity sometimes and then leaves? Look, I'm sorry, but a little bit of toxicity goes a long way, right? A little bit of radioactive material goes a long way to infecting a whole lot of people, right? That it's something we have to be cognizant of, and we need to be aware of, and we need to address, right? If we're not willing to admit it, then you're going to keep suffering the consequences of those people's anger, right? We have to address anger immediately. So the first thing is we have to admit it, all right? The second thing, acknowledge it. If somebody's angry, tell them, you seem angry. I understand you would be angry. Why don't you tell me more about that? Try to understand why they're angry. The thing is, if you force somebody to unpack their anger, if you admit, okay, you're angry, I want to know why, let's explain it. It forces them to kind of dissect how they're acting. And not only will they be a little bit embarrassed, but most of the time they'll come to the realization that it wasn't anger really in the first place. It was frustration, or it was self-doubt, or it was some other emotion that was appearing like anger. That's what it is. Disappointment causes anger all the time. Especially in the workplace, that's one of the main forms. It's either frustration or disappointment, right? If I'm disappointed in the work of somebody else, I'm gonna get angry about it. It's another emotion that's causing the anger, right? So acknowledge it. Tell them, hey, you seem angry. Let's talk about that. That way it allows you to dissect it, right? Then the third thing you do is assess the legitimacy of their anger. Forcing them to bring it up and actually talk it through helps you, right? It forces them to actually take an inward look about why they're acting this emotional thing. And that way they're actually able to rationally discuss what they're doing, right? You've admitted the anger. Okay, good. Now it's on the table. You're not telling them, don't be angry. You're telling them, okay, I see that you're angry. Why? Why? Let's walk through it. Let's talk about it. Most people don't want to talk about it, right? Because then they're forced to deal with their own inner dialogue and monologue, and they don't want to share that because they're like, no, I'm angry. People should just know that I'm angry. But if you force them to ask or to tell you why, it totally changes the way that the conversation goes, right? So assess the legitimacy. Are they really angry for a good reason? Most of the time it's not, right? Most of the time people's emotions in that sort of a state are way beyond what they actually should be. They go way beyond. Like, I see it all the time. People, they get I heard somebody yell at a barista at a Starbucks recently because they got the wrong coffee. Who yells at a barista? Like, they're just making coffee, man. They forgot, like, I don't know, the chocolate cream on the edge. You don't need to yell at somebody. That's a conversation. That's a sidebar. That's not an inflammatory situation. Now, what's probably going on behind the scenes, that person's probably a little bit late for work. They went and got the coffee. They're frustrated. They have anxiety. They're whatever they might be, right? They have this tension going on. And then somebody does some small thing that fails to meet up to their expectations. And now all of a sudden they find somebody to unleash upon. That's not healthy. It's not healthy. We need to make sure that stuff doesn't happen in our organization. So assess the legitimacy of somebody's anger in a situation, right? And you have to address the anger immediately. As I said from the beginning, you have to address it immediately. It doesn't work later on. Everybody's going to think rational later on. And we forget how angry that person was or how they actually acted. All right? The next thing, eliminate it. You have to eliminate the anger. You need to tell people this is not an acceptable behavior. If you're going to act like this, step away from the situation, calm yourself down, and then come back. But you don't get to unleash this toxicity on our organization. Now, what my buddy Robert should have done with that guy Clay that just came into that meeting and spewed his venom all over the table, what he should have done, he should have stopped and said, "This is, you don't get to come in here and throw your trash on the table. If you want to deal with it like a rational human being, let's have a conversation, but we do not spew. So if you're going to be emotionally driven in this conversation, you need to take it back to your office, put your points down on paper, and then we can talk about it." That's what they should have done. They didn't do that. They let him spew, and then he walked out of the room, and then I inquired, and like, "Oh, that's just how he is." No, that's how you allow him to be. That's not how he is. That's how you allow him to be. If you set different expectations, right? You say, no, we are not going to allow anger in our office anymore. You're like, "What?" He's like, "No, that's an emotion that's not allowed here anymore." They're like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, you can be frustrated. You can be disappointed. Heck, you can even be sad. But we need to be able to talk about this." The second you get to anger, right, you've already dropped logic behind yourself as you're sprinting to go, you know, dress somebody down in front of the rest of the organization. That is not acceptable, all right? You have to address anger immediately. You don't let it sit and fester and get worse. It doesn't always calm itself down. It gets worse. And so don't allow anger to take control of your organization's mode of operation or of your meetings or of your conversations. Anyway, just to recap last time, right? You have to address anger immediately in your organization, right? And then the four ways you do that is first admit it, then acknowledge it to the person that's feeling angry, assess the legitimacy of the anger, and then eliminate it. And let people know that that's not going to be acceptable. That's what you got to do. If you want a better culture, if you want to get rid of toxicity in your organization, then you need to avoid these huge swings in negative emotions that can negatively impact the entire team. All it takes is one person. In fact, I had a conversation with a good buddy of mine today. He says, "You know, Josh, it's funny. It's a piece of advice my grandmother gave me, but there's one bad apple ruins the bunch." And it's true. It's true. One bad apple can ruin a meeting. One bad apple can ruin a team's productivity. It just takes one. So don't allow there to be one. Anyway, I'm Joshua Evans. Thank you so much for joining me. Hey, you know, I'd love to hear what you think about the show. Why don't you reach out to me? You can hit me up an email at info@joshuamevans.com. I hope you have a great day and stay awesome.